He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. He's worthy. He's worthy of the fruit of your lips. He's worthy of the blessing this morning. He's worthy of the reverence this morning. Oh, yes, God is worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus. My Lord,
hallelujah, my Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you.
Glory to God's
thank
name
you.
This
thank
morning.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God. This is our 8 a.m. Spirit and Truth Worship Service. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give God all the glory. And we give him all the praise, my God, because he is God. Amen. Hallelujah. We lift up our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. We call upon that matchless name. That name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just for this opportunity. Amen. To be before you in word. Amen. Praise God. And in the demonstration of the Spirit for the Holy Spirit is working. He is moving. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is moving by his Spirit amongst his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Minister Harris, I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer this morning.
Yes, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to you, Lord God. As humble as we know how, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, knowing without you, Father God, we wouldn't be able to lift my voice, Lord God, and give you the praise this morning that you, Lord God, nobody but you so rightfully deserve, Lord God. I thank
my
you,
God.
My, that's on the line this morning, glory to
Hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Able to lift their voices, Lord God, up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by your blood, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to touch each and every one. Go into the homes, Lord God, this morning, in the name of Amashi. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord God, walk up and down. Do everything, Lord God, that need to be done right now, in the name of Jesus. Bind in every
Hallelujah.
Spirit right now, in the name of Jesus, by the blood right now. We cast out every unclean spirit, Lord God, that's not like you right now in the name of Jesus. By the blood, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
Right now in the name of Jesus. Knowing without you, Father God, this morning that we're nothing. Without you, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
We wouldn't be able to stand right now in the name of Jesus. By your blood, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, but most of all, Lord God, right now, I thank you for what you're
Hallelujah,
going to do.
Jesus.
Oh, God, for every calling
Hallelujah,
right now.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, by your
Hallelujah,
blood, Lord God,
Jesus.
By your blood,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, that we know
Jesus.
We have to go after our
Hallelujah,
own calling
Jesus.
And what God called you to
Yo
do, Lord God,
sande
right
sande
now, in the name
sande.
Of Jesus, by your blood, Lord God, in your name, Jesus, I thank you.
In the name
I praise
of
you
Jesus,
morning, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory
I
God,
thank
hallelujah,
you for where
Jesus.
You brought me from. I thank you, Lord God,
hallelujah,
for what you're doing
Jesus.
In my body right now. In the name
oh, glory
of
God.
Jesus,
do it,
by
Jesus.
Your blood, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God.
I thank you for the new raiment
over our life, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the joy
that is coming down in her spirit right now.
I thank you, Lord God, for the family,
Do it, Jesus. 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 Do it, Jesus.
Jesus, do it, Jesus.
Do it for your people,
Jesus, right now.
Hallelujah.
And I pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus.
Hallelujah.
By your
blood. In Jesus' name.
And I'll praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give him praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Glory, God. Amen. Beloved, Psalm 15 reads, Lord, who shall abide in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who backbites not with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contended. But he honors them who fears the Lord, he who swears to his own heart and changes not. He who puts not out his money to usury, nor takes reward against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Amen. And the word of God is blessed. Praise God. Beloved, praise, worship, and testimony service is now open. Praise God. Amen. I heard the Bible say that we have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb of God. That the Lamb is Jesus. Amen. He shed blood at Calvary. Amen. Praise God. And by the words of our testimony, praise God. When we testify of what it is that the blood has done for us, praise God, the victory that the blood has won, praise God, what Jesus did, amen, praise God, what the finished work at the cross did through his crucifixion, death, burial, and his resurrection, amen. When we testify of that work in our life, praise God, hallelujah, we have overcoming power, praise God, amen. A continuous overcoming, amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. What a mighty God. Mighty
Jesus
God.
Is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. I said angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus is the God we serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. Will there be another testimony for the Lord this morning, whether it be in song or in word, praise God, amen?
Amen, amen.
Praise God, will there be another testimony, hallelujah?
Amen.
Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freeing me forever. One day he coming back, glorious day. I said, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me.
Amen.
Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freeing me forever. One day he coming back, glorious day. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freeing me forever. One day he coming back. One day he coming back.
Amen.
One day he coming back. One day he coming back. One day he coming back. Glorious day. Hallelujah. 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 One day he's coming back. One day he's coming back.
After
one day, hallelujah.
Nobody
oh, glory
you.
To his name, hallelujah. One day he's coming back, hallelujah.
Lord God, I give you the honor this morning, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord God, even in my life, Lord God, right now.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, because I thank you, because he didn't have to do it, but he did, Lord God.
Yes,
I
Lord.
I thank you this morning, Lord God, for the activities of my limbs, Lord God, that you enable me, Lord God, to even do what I can do, Lord God, and accepting, Lord God, for just what I can be, Lord God, in you, Lord God. And I thank you this morning again for what you're doing. But most of all, I thank you this morning for what you're going to do, for just being present,
hallelujah,
Lord God.
Jesus.
Just for being present this morning. Lord God, because he didn't have
to.
He did, Lord God. And I do thank him this morning. When I look back over my life, I can give God the praise, Lord God, because I love him, Lord God, because he first loved me. Hallelujah. I thank you this morning, and I thought on David, Lord God, when he was out warring, Lord God, and they were giving him the praise. But when they came in and the enemy had taken their families and their children, then all of a sudden in the same breath, they wanted to stone him, Lord God.
Jesus.
Yeah, but David went in, and the word said he had to encourage himself.
Hallelujah. Encourage yourself.
Oh, you can't look upon pastor and evangelist and the prophet, Lord God. You got to get down and grab Jesus for yourself.
For yourself. Amen. Hallelujah.
And I thank
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, glory
Hallelujah,
to God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, one of these days, apostle won't be there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, and encourage you to praise him. Hallelujah. You got to reach down. I'm talking to myself this morning. Hallelujah.
Praise
and
God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
For yourself. Hallelujah.
Praise
and
God.
I thank
Praise
him
God.
This morning. Hallelujah. That he helped me to move around, Lord God. When the doctor said I never walk again, glory to God.
Yes.
I get around here. Hallelujah. And I wash and I do. And I have to sit
Hallelujah.
Down a little bit. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I say, oh, Lord, I thank you. And I get up and I go a little while longer, Lord God. I mop the
Hallelujah.
Floor a little bit, Lord God. I sit down and I rest a little bit, Jesus. I get up and I do a little bit more. And I sit down and I say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. See, the apostle ain't here. When I have to do those things, I have to reach down.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord,
my
I
God.
Thank you this morning. And I praise
yes,
you,
God.
God, not taking up none of the time, Lord God. But I thank him. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
From all the different operations I've taken, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
My God,
and I
my
thank
God.
Him. In the name of my Shano. When they put me to sleep, I don't even know, am I going to wake up? But Jesus say, yes. And I open my eyes.
Hallelujah,
and I go
Jesus.
On a little while longer. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God,
and
my
I
God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. These old knees ain't what they used to be. Hallelujah. But I thank him. I'm still here. Going on with
Hallelujah.
Him in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus by his blood.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My Lord,
Hallelujah.
My
God, praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He gave me the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. I saw my mama. Hallelujah. Go on. But she went in Jesus' name. She went to speak.
Hallelujah.
My brother, Lord God. But he went on. And sleep in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank him this morning. Oh, glory. Oh, glory.
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Oh,
glory
now
God.
One of those mothers in front of the church telling the children of God just to go on just a little while longer. Yeah.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
Ooh, the way seems long sometimes. But Lord God, if you just reach down, and get a hold of Jesus this morning.
Hallelujah,
yeah, Lord,
Jesus.
If he did it for me.
Hallelujah.
For and I thank him this morning. Thank you.
Praise
Jesus.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love Jesus because he's my Savior. Mm-hmm. When the storm
yes.
come raging, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, I will follow. 'Cause I love Jesus and he loves me. Oh, I love Jesus 'cause he's my Savior. When the storm comes raging, oh, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, oh, I will follow. 'Cause I love Jesus,
amen,
and
amen.
He loves me.
Amen, amen.
Anybody else love him on today? Hallelujah. Anybody else
Hallelujah,
love him? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. For I love Jesus and he loves me. Anybody else love him
it's
this morning?
Real.
Praise
it's
God.
Real.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. The song come raging. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, glory to his name. Deep down in my soul,
hallelujah.
Do I love you, Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you,
nobody
Jesus. Oh, glory,
thank
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Will there be another testimony this morning? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I want to sing a little bit of this song. People are dying every day.
Jesus.
Drugs are taking now away.
Jesus, amen.
Children are crying all around.
Amen.
Yes, God.
A solution must be found.
Yes.
Gave us destroying all our schools.
My Lord, my Lord.
No more interest in the golden rule. They took prayer out of the class. Tell me how long will this last?
Amen.
But yes, there is hope. Lord, there is hope. There is hope. For what there is hope, as long as my Jesus is alive, yes, there is hope.
Jesus, amen. Sing.
Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, there is hope.
Jesus.
There is hope for us. There is hope.
Yes, Lord, sing your song, baby.
As long as my Jesus is alive, yes, there is hope.
In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord God.
That's all I wanted to say.
The glory of God.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah! We thank God for Jesus is that hope. Hallelujah! So much going on in this world around us. Hallelujah! Things that ain't fair and things that ain't right, but we serve a just God, and Jesus is our hope. Hallelujah! He is our hope of glory. Hallelujah! You ought to give him praise.
Hallelujah!
You ought to give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you.
The Spirit of the Lord, He can do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can think of and imagine, according to the power that is at work in you, that Holy Ghost power. Beloved, there is hope. There is hope. You are not alone. He didn't leave you abandoned or orphan or destitute. Amen. He left you with a hope of glory. Praise God. Jesus, He is our hope. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God, amen, for that song of testimony. Amen. And all the other testimonies that is very encouraging this morning. Praise God. We want to be able to give you all time to be able to exercise your overcoming power. Praise God. So will there be another testimony for the Lord? Amen.
Jesus.
There is. Is there another testimony?
Jesus.
Praise God. There is power, power, wonder-working power is in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the... I can hear the Holy Spirit say, slow it down. There is power, power, wonder-working power is in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is healing, healing, wonder-working healing is in the blood. Hey, hallelujah, of the Lamb. There is healing, healing, wonder-working healing in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, what can wash away my sins?
Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, precious is
hallelujah.
That makes me white. Hallelujah. No other. Nothing but the blood. Hallelujah. Jesus, our hope and glory. Hallelujah. You make the devil into a liar this morning. Rise up above it this morning. Hallelujah. Let love lift you this morning. Hallelujah. Let love be the lift of your head and the store of your joy. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, let us do it in your heart this morning. Hallelujah. Receive the shift in moaning, Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who will go? I will go. Glory. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is spirit and truth worship. You ought to bless them. Hallelujah. Oh, we came to manifest as the sons of God. We came to lift them up and praise them with a shout. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we came to praise them. Glory, God. If we be lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men. Glory, God. That's right. Get it in his life. Don't let him go. Present and ready for service. Present and ready to bring glory to his name.
He wants another yes. You tired, but he want a yes. Because he's doing it by his spirit, by his power. All he wants from you is a yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The kingdom of God is not talk but power.
Yes.
We thank God for the demonstration of his spirit. Lord, we thank you for the move of your spirit in the heart of your people, God. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
He's touching you right now. Reach out and touch him back. He's touching you right now. Hallelujah. He's touching you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's touching you right now. Reach out and touch him back. Embrace the glory. The blood, 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 the blood,
crucified one, the crucified one, the crucified blood, the crucified blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you. The crucified blood. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the simple preach of the crucified blood of Jesus.
Yes.
The power
Hallelujah.
In the blood. The washing in the blood. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Type the words of just the power and the message
yes.
of the crucified
yes.
blood.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, oh, oh,
yes, yes. Come
Jesus.
On.
Jesus is still on his throne. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
It has not lost its power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The blood is rewriting your story now. Glory God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, no, Pharaoh ain't gonna kill him. Pharaoh ain't gonna kill him. Pharaoh ain't gonna kill him.
Yes, Lord.
Beloved, the unction is the function.
the unction to function, the unction to function, the unction to function, oh, Kobo Sandere, the unction to function, oh, Kobo Sandere, the unction to function. Function as a child of God. Function as a son of God. Function like you have an inheritance. Like you gave the power and authority. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory God. Oh, glory God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Beloved, hallelujah, Jesus. I was just trying to hear from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I didn't know if he was staying right here, if he was closing out or what. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus. For God has truly done a mighty good work. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. In the hearts of his people. Amen.
Yes.
Already in praise, worship, and testimony service.
Hallelujah.
God has truly moved by his spirit. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I truly thank God because he is God and he is God all by himself.
Hallelujah.
I said he is God and he is God all by himself.
Yes,
himself.
He is.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Yes, he is. Praise God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. But beloved,
yes,
I'm going to ask for you to turn with me, amen, to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Praise God. And as you turn in, I'm going to give this quick testimony. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Every month I do send Mother Roberts a package. Amen. It is my duty and how I honor my mother. The Bible says, honor your mother and your father, and your days upon this earth shall be long. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. And so I like to move in the principles and the precepts of the word of God. And in my honoring, I have expectations and anticipation of the word, not being void, but doing just what God said that it is going to do. I have expectation of long life, praise God, amen?
Yes.
And so I sent Mother Robert, she says, all I need this month is paper towels and toilet paper, praise God, amen?
Amen.
So
amen.
I sent that package, and I called up Target, amen, well, I did it online, and I ordered the package to send to her, amen?
Yes.
When they delivered the package, amen, the driver, the FedEx driver, signed in the book downstairs, put her apartment number, but put the package at the wrong door, amen? And so I said, well, Mother Robinson, it looks like your package has been delivered, amen? And so she had a home attendant look outside, but she said, there's nothing out there, amen, praise God. And so Mother Robinson said, well, maybe he left it at the elevator. So she sent the home attendant to the elevator. But, of course, I done sprung into action. I done reached out to the people, letting them know the package wasn't there, you know, praise God. And so now they're sending in another package, praise God. Amen.
Yes.
And then when the lady got down there, there was someone doing the floors, and he said, well, there's one package that was delivered, but it's at this apartment right here. Clearly, that was Mother Robert's package. Amen.
Right.
And so
Amen.
I called up Target online, and I let them know, listen, my mother's elderly. She don't have more time to be running around the building looking for a package. You know, your delivery guy delivered it, and he put the right apartment number, but he put it at the wrong apartment. And
right.
So
yeah.
They said, well, we already, so I said, we have the package, so I called you back to tell you didn't have to send anything. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes
Amen.
We don't know what the plan of God is. Amen.
Right.
Sometimes we are being inconvenienced. Amen. But God is working. Amen. And so
Amen.
He says, well, we already have the order in place. We can't take it back. And so your mother can either donate it or keep it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And so I tell you, God gave the woman of God double for her
trouble.
Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. There was a little inconvenience, but God had a plan. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord said,
supply all your needs.
All
of
you,
the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We expect for it to go. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. But beloved,
yes,
you got to know that God is working. Amen.
Always.
Don't get out of your
always
Christian character. Amen.
Jesus.
Don't
give
nobody a piece of your mind.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You need all of your mind. Yes.
Hallelujah.
But give thanks in all things.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
thank
you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
So
God was setting the woman of God up for a double blessing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God was saying, if Apostle didn't send the package, I ain't got no problem with getting the package to you. I know how to get the package to you. Amen. Praise God.
Thank
he
you,
said
Jesus.
The earth and the fullness thereof and everything that dwelleth within it belongs to Him. He could send the head executive at Target and put your name, address, and apartment on your mind. The unction to function, beloved. The unction. The unction to function. Praise God.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God.
Yes.
The unction to function, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God put some stuff deep down in you. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. Time for the unlocking of the thing. Hallelujah. We need every gift, every talent.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Now, as we simmer down a little bit, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the move of your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you
for the word to come, oh God. We know that it is already blessed. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The seed that is being deposited in the heart of your people. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We thank you that this day we shall reap where we have not sown. In
yes,
Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. According to your word, according to thy word, oh, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
Yes.
To everything there is a season,
yes,
and there is a time to every matter under the heaven. Amen. We are under the heaven, and we are subject to time. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And the meaning of this word purpose is that which a person sets before himself as an object to be reached or accomplished, the end or aim. Amen. To which the view. Amen. It is the intention or design. Amen.
Yes.
The Bible is clear that we were created by God in order to bring him glory.
Yes.
The ultimate purpose of man, therefore, is to glorify God. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, is my speaking glorifying God? Is my doing glorifying God? Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. And how would we know whether we're glorifying him or not? Because God is a specific God. He's a God of detail, praise God. And he has outlined in the revealed word.
Yes, yes.
The word is the mind of God revealed by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, that reveals the deep secret things of God that we may come to know him. That we may come to know his mind, amen, how to glorify him properly. He not only gave us his word, but those of us who believe in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, he gave you a special gift. He gave you the gift of the Holy Ghost and fire. He said
hallelujah.
He's inside of you to war against those things that are enmity to him, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He gave you a helper, a comforter, a paraclete. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave you everything that you need. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. This may sound as a simple task to glorify God. Amen. But the charge, amen. You see that, beloved? This is a charge. Amen. The old saints used to say, I got a charge to keep in the guard to glorify. I don't have time to fool around with you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This ain't glorifying God. I got a charge to keep. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the charge is just not for the pastor, for the prophet, for the apostle, for the evangelist, for the teacher, but those of you in the pew, there is a charge.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is a charge. You have a charge to keep and a God to glorify, a charge to live holy, a charge to speak with words seasoned with thought, a charge to proclaim this gospel to the sin, sick, dying world. There
hallelujah. Thank
Praise
you.
God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God's name.
Yes, Lord.
The word purpose refers to the ultimate reason for which a thing was made, the activities for which a thing was created to carry out in life, as evidenced by natural proclivity, consistent success, ease of implementation or operation. Beloved, we need the unction to function. Someone say we need the unction to function.
We need the unction to function.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We need the unction to function. The divine application of the word purpose, I'm going to narrow it down for you. It is God's call and ordination on a life. Amen. Mm-hmm. God did not just create you for no good reason. He created you for a purpose and in purpose. Praise God.
Yes.
The
Amen.
Activities for which a thing was created to carry out in life, as evidenced by natural proclivity, consistent success, ease of implementation or operation. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. The intent for a purpose is to include, amen, these things. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God ordained his creatures and family to abide in as their calling according to his divine appointment. Amen?
Yes,
listen,
amen.
My God, amen, hallelujah, he has a calling and an appointment upon your life. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen? Few take the charge of the call. Few.
Yes.
Somebody say, few take the charge of the call. Amen? Praise God.
Take the charge of the call.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. In the most concrete and yet easily overlooked context, amen, God needs from a creature that he made. Amen. Praise God. It involves the limitations and deficits. The Lord saw in his handiwork that a being was made to supply. Amen. Beloved, you are on divine appointment. You are on divine assignment. Why? Because God created you with a purpose. Amen? Praise God.
Amen.
When a person do not know the purpose of a thing, they will misuse and abuse the thing. Amen? I can't take a microphone and use it to hammer a nail. Because if I take a microphone and use the microphone to hammer the nail, I will tear up the microphone, amen? I will break it up, amen, because I have used it out of purpose, praise God. You have to know that when people come into your life, that they come in for two reasons, to bless you or to curse you, you better figure out which one it is. You have to have the spirit of discernment to find out why are you here, praise God.
Yes.
What do you want? Why did you come? Who sent you? The old church used to say, who sent you? Who sent you? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I heard Joseph say, are you for us or are you against us?
Praise God.
Are we going the same way? Do we have the same option to function? Are you supposed to be here? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Even Gideon could not take everyone with him into battle. For the Holy Ghost said, I have given a select few an unction to function that will bring about my glory and my purpose in this battle.
Amen.
Don't worry if they got more than you. The Lord with you is more than all of them that is in you.
Yes, yes.
The unction to function, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah, beloved. You have to know the purpose that God has for your life.
Amen.
Praise God. How can you function if you don't know the blueprint? How can you function? And I heard the Bible say, amen, it says that to everything there is a season. Amen.
Yeah,
and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Amen. To every matter.
The word.
In every situation and circumstance, you have to know the plan of God. God got a plan. God had a plan when he called for Mother Robin's, when he allowed for Mother Robin's package to be delivered to another address. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was not privy to the plans of God, but I had the unction to spring into action to find out where was the package, and God began to set his plan into motion.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Whose plan are you a part of? Amen. Who phone call are you answering to? I called up Minister Jacqueline Harris this morning, and she said, I'm here. My God, I went up in the spirit on the words that I am here. That word was filled with glory and anointing. I began to answer God. I said, yes, Lord, I'm here, and I'm ready for your service to be used for your purpose. I'm present. Heaven has a roll call. Are you ready? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heaven has a roll call. Those words, I am here, I felt the glory, the weight of the glory, the power of God in a simple conversation, praise God. Beloved, you got to be able to identify the spirit that empowered the words that are being said, praise God. You better identify that spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those words may have your provision. Or those words may be a word curse that you have to disallow.
Hallelujah.
Who will you serve? No servant can serve two masters. Amen, beloved. You got to pick and choose. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't misuse the reason why you was created. Know your purpose. Know why God created you and get the unction to function. The unction comes from the Holy Ghost. He gives us the unction to function. Don't let the wrong wind blow on you. Amen. Don't let the wrong unction. Praise God. Listen, Satan is a motivator too. Praise God. Don't let him motivate you. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes you got to say, I wasn't created for that purpose. I will not indulge.
Amen.
It's beneath me. You're majestic now. Yes. You're born of the spirit. You're a royal priesthood. Amen.
Yes.
That's beneath me. I won't do that. Amen. That's the old me. That's the old life is dead.
Come on.
Praise God. That's beneath me now. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm above that. I'm above it now. Praise God. They can say what they want to say about you. They can say you're a holy roller in Sin City, but it's all right. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't live beneath it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God, in the name.
Put on the new man. I heard the word of God say that thing is beneath the new man. Put on the new man. Praise God.
Yes,
we're operating in a certain way. Praise God. It is beneath us. It is beneath us. Amen. Praise God. Put on the new man.
My Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
By your blood.
That purpose that the Lord felt would keep his creation together and united with himself.
My Lord, God
purpose answered a need he personally and directly experienced during his creative process for which he made a living being to fulfill. Amen. When God was creating, praise God, he knew what need, he knew what to put in each one. All that he put in Adam. As Adam began to procreate and birth out, there was purpose in each one.
Hallelujah.
God said, I foreknew you before I knitted you in your mother's womb. I knew you as a spirit, and I put some resources and gifts and talents in you. I put my word in you. I put an anointing.
Come on now.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. The word.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
By your blood, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. The Creator, in his personal expectation, he compels the vessels prepared for his purposes to answer his need by triggering their inner impulses. Amen. That's the unction. Amen. He triggers your inner impulses. What's triggering you? Is it a divine trigger or is it a diabolic trigger? Praise God. Amen. I had a diabolic trigger before that made me act unseemly, get crazy, made me move my head back and forth, put my hand on my hip. Praise God. My God. Hallelujah. Made me yell and scream. But God had to disengage that. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. These demonic triggers and buttons need to be disengaged. Amen. Sometimes we tell people, you pushing my button. You give people too much power when they can push your button. Shouldn't nobody be pushing your button but God? He gives you the unction to function.
Amen.
Shouldn't nobody be triggering you but God? He gives you the unction to function. Sometimes we have gone through things in life, molestations and rapes and mistreatments, amen, and abandonment and rejection. And sometimes we get into relationships and there's things that take place that will trigger old things.
Amen.
My God. But may God disengage every demonic trigger. Every demonic trigger that took place by trauma, by trauma, by trauma, by abuse, by rejection, by abandonment. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, a pregnant woman that contemplates abortion. Amen. A pregnant woman that contemplates abortion, amen, she releases a spirit of rejection to her embryo. That's the word. Amen. Praise God. And if you are born, a spirit of murder has been birthed in you because you have committed murder. Amen. Repent, repent, repent. Amen. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood.
Hallelujah, Jesus. He sees to it that the drive to fulfill their inner urges moves people to commit to carry out unwittingly what he wanted all along. Amen. Praise God. God knew that when that passage was put someplace else, that there was an unction in me that was going to make me spring into action. Praise God. God knew that. Amen. Praise God. The only way humans can enjoy their creature inheritance is by God's design.
Amen.
The only way that we can enjoy it, beloved, is by God's divine. Amen.
Bye.
And, beloved, God requires from those of us that are redeemed. Amen. He requires commitment. Voluntary commitment. Amen. Listen, we obey God because we want to. We obey God because he loved us first. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Listen, beloved, you have to get a love for this thing. You got to want to be in the word. You got to want to be in prayer. Get a love for prayer.
Yes.
I ask God, I said, Lord, give me the mindset and the love for movement. God, grace me to rise. Hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah.
That I can get this temple, amen, in order. Your spirit lives in this temple, God, and so does mine. Amen. That this temple can get in order. Give me a grace to rise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. See, because we can't do it without him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We need the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, a spiritual purpose is not connected to anything material. It doesn't involve issues such as your career or where you live. Amen. Although it may be connected. Amen. Rather, a spiritual purpose is about establishing a set of values, principles, and beliefs that give life meaning to you and then using them to guide the decisions and actions you take. Amen. A righteous man steps are ordered by the what? By the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Why? Because we believe that the Lord is Jesus and that Jesus is the living word. A righteous man's steps is ordered by his Savior. A righteous man's steps, amen. Let that word be a lamp to your feet and let it light your pathway. Praise God, amen. This
Hallelujah.
Is the way to take, amen.
Mm.
The Hebrew word for purpose is yaz, and the Greek word is bo-yi, amen. The verbal root of the Hebrew word for purpose means to give counsel, amen, means to deliberate, purpose, or determine, amen. You will find that in five passages, amen, amen, the Bible refers to the purpose as God's purpose in four, but in one it speaks of the purpose of a person's heart, amen. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that shall prevail. Amen. Yes, God gives us free will, and he allows us to plan. Amen. But may the purpose of the Lord, may the unction to function, amen, operate. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. If this God's purpose and plan for me, may it override my will and every plan that I may have. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Beloved, you got to know the word of God for yourself. Amen. Proverbs 20:5 says that the purposes of a person's heart are deep waters, but one who has insight draws them out. Praise God. Amen. So, beloved, what does that mean? Amen. Insight is wisdom. Amen. And we sang a song today that our God is an awesome God. He served, he reigns from heaven above with his wisdom, power, and love. God don't just have wisdom. He is wisdom. Jesus is wisdom. If you were to read Proverbs 8, amen, the only way Proverbs 8 describes wisdom, and when they describe wisdom, I see Jesus. Praise God. It's a description of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so God is telling us here that, hallelujah, the purpose of a person's heart are deep waters, but one has insight draws them out. Amen. Praise God. It was like Mary Magdalene and Jesus sitting at the well. Amen. Mary was speaking of one water and wanted to give Jesus something to drink, but Jesus was speaking of him as wisdom. Praise God. He was speaking of him as the giver of eternal life. Amen. Something that Mary Magdalene did not know. And so what did Jesus say? He said, if you knew, amen, of the gifts that I had, amen, you would ask of me to drink. Amen. Praise God. And Mary said, well, how are you going to draw? You ain't got no vessel. Praise God. Ha, she didn't know that Jesus was the vessel. Praise God.
Yes.
She didn't know that her faith, amen, and her being hallelujah, Jesus, my God, amen, hallelujah, her faith was doing the drawing, amen. Jesus was drawing her in, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus,
hallelujah,
amen. And the
Jesus.
More she needed to know, amen, it was being released, the demand. She was putting a demand on what it was that Jesus had, praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And then when she took of what he had to give, praise God, amen, she had the unction to function. The Bible says immediately she went out into the town where she lived. Hallelujah. At a time when it was not, amen, good for a woman to preach or teach to a man. Amen. She drank of this living water, my God, that Jesus drew up from deep inside of him. She drank of, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The water of life, praise God. And she had the unction to function, praise God. She went out in the town, and the Bible didn't say that she went to the women. See, men will prophesy to you, and they will tell you you're going to have a great woman ministry, praise God. But hallelujah, Mary Magdalene, she didn't just have a woman's ministry, praise God. She went and she preached to the men in the town. Hallelujah,
amen.
She said, hallelujah, Jesus,
hallelujah.
Come and see
Jesus.
A man
yes.
that told me everything about myself.
Hallelujah.
If he's a Christ,
yes,
come and see him for yourself.
Hallelujah.
Woman in the town. She didn't go to the handmaiden in the town. She didn't go to the prostitute corner. Oh, no, she didn't. But she went to the men, those that
hallelujah.
Had authority. Transacting business in the
square.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mary had a word. Because she had a function to function. Deep down on the inside of her. Hallelujah, Jesus. There was an anointing. And that
glory,
came
glory.
The power of God. Because it worked in their heart. And they
thank
came to
Jesus.
See. Don't
hallelujah.
Let nobody define your ministry. Don't let nobody
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit, he's not limited to a
hallelujah.
Man. He's not limited to your gender. Get the function to function.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
And function, hallelujah. You let people put boundaries, and limitations on you. You're going to have a great woman's ministry. Hallelujah. Mary, hallelujah. She was the first to preach the word of the resurrection. The first to preach it.
Yes.
Whether they believed it or not, She was the first with the unction to function. Shame on them that they did not believe. She still took the word, praise God. Beloved, you got to preach this word in and out of season, whether they want to hear it or not. My God. I was ministering to a young lady, praise God, and she said, I just want to get to know my family. I don't want to talk about these things. I said, well, if you're going to talk to me, this is what I talk about. I got to preach this gospel. I got a charge to keep. I got to
step
in and out of season, whether you want to hear it or not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what I talk about.
Amen.
I talk about Jesus saved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I talk about Jesus delivers. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have to come to know God's purpose and plan for our life and family. Amen. As an individual. Amen. In ministry. Praise God. Sometimes you can have corporate ministry. And sometimes you can have individual ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. And even be married with corporate ministry and individual ministry. For there was a woman that they called Deborah. Praise God. And Deborah, amen, she was also in a time when the woman did not sit and learn in a synagogue. They learned at home up under their own husbands, praise God. But she had a husband named Labdos. Amen. Hallelujah. They had to teach her well. Praise God, whose name was only mentioned one time. And Deborah, God had made Deborah a prophetess and a judge. She had the unction to function. Praise God. And when they did not let her in the synagogue, amen, she took a table and put it up under a tree. Praise God. The tree, the palm of Deborah, praise God. And in that place, that was her office, amen, outside under a tree, praise God.
Yes.
And the children of Israel would come to her with their problems, and she would judge righteously between them, amen. And she also prophesied to Barak, amen. And she told Barak, hallelujah, that God is going to deliver that king into your hands, amen. Barak, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, was not her husband. Some people believe that Barak was her husband. She was so anointed, praise God, and her husband respected her in such a way that he released her to go into battle. For us, we may think that battle was quick, but you know, don't no war take a day? Praise God. You see how when our people go over to Afghanistan and all these different places, they don't come back right away? Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Her husband released her to go into battle. My God, he wanted the word, the prophetic word, the vessel that brought forth that word. Amen. With him, praise God, in battle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so, beloved, don't let no one minimize. Amen. Praise God. The anointing on your life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Get the unction to function. The unction don't come from man. The unction comes from God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The unction comes from the Spirit of the Lord. He reveals the deep secret things of God unto you, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. And so, beloved, I want to encourage you, amen, praise God, that if you do not know a purpose of a thing, praise God, you will misuse and abuse the thing. If a man does not know the purpose that God says that a man has been created, he will misuse and abuse himself, praise God. If a woman does not know the purpose in which she has been created, she will misuse and abuse herself. I have misused and abused myself at one time. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But now that I know the purpose of me being a woman, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are a husband and don't know the purpose of a wife, you will misuse and abuse the wife. Praise God. And vice versa, the wife will misuse and abuse the husband because you don't know the purpose of the thing. You won't put too much weight on it. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. God has given us all the unction to function. I don't care what title you hold, what office you sit in. I don't care if you're just a man or a woman. Praise God. God has given us all an unction to function. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so Isaiah 46, 10 through 11 says, I make known the end from the beginning. Amen. God does this. God is speaking. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand and I will do that I please. From the east, I summon a bird of prey. From a far land, a man to fulfill my purpose. Is that man you? Can God use you? Are you present? Are you ready? Hallelujah. Mm. The woman of God said, I'm here. I called her this morning. She said, I'm here. Roll call. Amen.
Amen.
God says that from a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose, what I have said that I will bring about, what I have planned that I will do. Praise God. God is going to do what he says, and he pays for what he ordered. Amen. Praise God. So whatever it is that God has promised you, beloved, amen, listen, start believing it again. Praise God. I don't care how long it has taken to manifest. Believe the Lord. Amen. Listen, that promise still have a heartbeat. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It has not died because if God said it, it will not return to him void. It shall go out and accomplish the very thing that he sent it out to do. Amen. Praise God. And so we're about to close up, beloved. And it says that here, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal.
Yes.
Amen. A time to break down and a time to build up. Amen. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time
Hallelujah.
To cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose.
Hallelujah.
A time to keep and a time to cast away.
Yes.
A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to
Hallelujah,
keep
Jesus.
And a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time to joy and a time of peace. God said that for
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
we see a lot of death here with COVID. Hallelujah. But I remember that only God gives life and take life away. Praise God. He said there's a time to live and a time to die. But if you are still in the land of the living and the breath of life is in you, you have a divine purpose, a divine assignment. You have something to fulfill and bring glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. No, the devil ain't giving life and taking life away. God said there's a time for every season. Amen. For every purpose up under the sun. A time to live and a time to die. A time to live and a time to die. A time to live and a time to die. Hallelujah.
That's the word of God.
Besides when that time will be. Oh, God, oh, God, God decides. He says, I will do what I please.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
who can counsel him? Who can stay his hand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God still have you here up under the sun,
Amen.
Hallelujah. If he still have his breath that gives your body life,
Amen.
Praise God. It's in your nostril. You have divine purpose. My God. There is a divine assignment, my God. And I pray the unction to function, that it be revealed in the name of Jesus. For everyone that is on the line that will hear the broadcast, may God reveal your divine purpose.
Amen.
It is the Holy Spirit that revealed the deep secret things of God. That's why God is telling some of you to come in closer. That's why he's telling you to pray more, to study the word. Amen, because he wants to give you, amen, he wants to reveal to you the blueprint. He wants to give you the unction to function. This is why some of you can't sit down no more. You got to go out and be a witness. There's an unction in you. There's something taking place in you. You're like a soldier with your orders, and you got to march it out. You got to fulfill the purpose of the Lord. So you find yourself marching into nursing homes, marching into
Hallelujah.
Hospitals, marching into prisons, marching on corners, declaring the acceptable year of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, horrible Sunday. Receive the unction to function. Hallelujah, Jesus. Set it in your heart right now. Lord, reveal my divine purpose. I am present. I am here. What would you have me to do? Praise God, I'll tell it everywhere I go. Hallelujah, Jesus. My soul is a witness for my Lord. Hallelujah,
amen,
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, speak to God. Speak to God. Speak to God. Lord, give me the option of function. Give me a car if I need it. Oh, God, give me these legs if you need to.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, give me the option of function. Oh, glory to your name, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
No man can hold. You are the blessing. You are the blessing.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Life is in your nostrils. You're on divine assignment. There's a charge to keep. And you have God, the God, the only one in living God, the true
Hallelujah.
God, to glorify. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You ought to be excited about the unction to function.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for this word. We thank you for the weight of the glory. The way that the whole service was weighty. It was weighty coming in. The heaviness of your glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Oh, God, for this weight. Oh, God, resting upon your people. Stirring up the Holy Ghost that is on the inside of them. Giving them the unction to function. Let your word be like fire shut up in their bones. Let them not hold their peace. Oh, God, stir up, oh, God, the church in the four corners of the earth, oh, God. Send out, oh, korobo sandere, laborers in your vineyard. In the name of Jesus, laborers for souls. You came for the sick and not the well, God. Oh, God, we thank you for doing it, oh, God. We thank you for a fresh new anointing. We thank you for when they opened up their mouth that it is you that is filling it, oh, God. The unction to function, oh, God, is originating by way of your spirit. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. The unction to function. The unction to function. Praise God. Hallelujah. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If there be one on this line that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, hallelujah, you may not know the purpose of your life. You may have gone through some things, and there's nothing too hard for God. I don't care where you've been, what you did. Jesus can fix it. Hallelujah. So you may have misused and abused yourself because you didn't know the purpose of self. Praise God. You didn't create yourself. How would you know the purpose of self? Praise God. Hallelujah. But we offer you now the gift of Christ, the gift of eternal life, God's love for his creation. Amen. That puts us in right standing with him. The crucified, the buried, and the resurrected Jesus. Amen. Yes. His finished work at Calvary. We offer that up to you right now, praise God. That if you would believe, praise God. Hallelujah, you can come to know him, praise God. If you would believe, you can receive the gift of eternal life. If you would believe, he will give you the free gift of the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. If you would believe, praise God. Hallelujah, he is tugging on your heart right now. Why don't you come? Why don't you come and lay down your burden? Come, ye that are heavy laden. Amen. Come on and lay down your burden. Why don't you come? If you're on the line today, you find yourself in backslidden condition, and, you know, you were functioning in the wrong manner. Get it right today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Backslider, why don't you come? Backslider, send a man, send a boy, send a girl, send a woman. Why don't you come? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let
Thank God
give you the unction of function.
Yeah,
let him clean up your life. You can't fix it. You can't take away the demonic urges and the urges of the world and the wild living. You can't do it for yourself. Let God do it for you. Hallelujah. Let God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If your heart is pricked, amen, hallelujah, just say, Lord Jesus, here I am a sinner in my sins. Come into my heart. I believe you died for my sin. I believe that you are Lord, and I believe that you resurrected. And I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. And I promise to serve you for the balance of my days. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And all of heaven is rejoicing
at one soul that has given their life to Christ. If you, if your heart was pricked and you confessed with your mouth and you believed on Jesus Christ, praise God, you are no longer a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl. Amen. You are the righteousness of God by faith. It is just that simple. It is just that simple, beloved. You are the righteousness of God. We want to hear from you at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Reach out to us via the website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, or through the phone, 800-373-6948. Amen. Or download our church app from the Google Play or Apple Store, and there is a form that says new here. Amen. We want to hear how you was blessed, amen, through the word of God, how Jesus blessed you. Amen. Mm. Praise God. How he healed you, delivered you, or made you free. Amen. How, my God, just give your testimony. Praise God. Amen. Thank we you. Desire to hear from you to further instruct you into righteousness. Praise God on how to live this new life. For you are now a new creature, a new creation. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, now we want to give you the opportunity, amen, that we all could participate in, how we could bless the Lord in our giving. Amen. Malachi 3:8 says, will a man rob God? And then God says that you say, how do we rob you, Lord? And God says, I say in tithes and in offering. Praise God. And so,
amen,
beloved, we give you the opportunity to give your tithes and your offering to the Lord. Praise God. Your tenth, amen, of your growth belongs to God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And your free will offer belongs to God. If God is moving upon you, give you the unction to seed. Amen. Listen, we need the unction to function in tithes and offering and in seeding. Amen. That's obedience to the word of God. That's a charge upon us. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
The word has charged us to do so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we don't like to talk about money. Praise God. But the word of God talks about money. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says money answers all things, but it says the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
And so give unto God what belongs to God. Amen. And so those
amen.
Of you that are given, amen, you have the unction to function in giving. The unction to function to obey the word of God in your giving. Amen. Praise God. You can do that through Cash App, $CSDC12. You can also do it, amen, through the website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com/donate. Amen. Or every page on the website has a donate, a giving link. Amen. A giving picture with, that you can click on. Amen. If you're going to do it through Zelle, amen, the church email for Zelle is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Amen. That is the church Zelle email. Amen. Praise God. If you are giving, amen, and you have a money order or a check that you want to send, you can endorse the check to Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and you can mail it to P.O. Box 1143, Edenton, E-D-E-N-T-O-N, North Carolina, amen, 27932. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Okay.
So, Eternal Father, as you have given your people the unction to function and to give, amen, but to keep the charge of giving according to your word, my God, we render your blessing upon them as it is written in the word. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for their obedience, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings that they do not have enough room to receive. Amen.
Thank you.
An exponential multiply blessing, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for rebuking the devourer for their sake. Huh? In the name of Jesus, who could stand under the rebuke of the Lord? Huh? Lord, we thank you for those that had the desire to give but had not to give at this time. Lord, bless them too, oh God, that they may have something to participate, that they may be able to function, my God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Lord, we give this offering unto you, oh God, that you may bless it, that as we break it, that you may multiply it, oh God, and give us the wisdom to use it for your glory. Let that wisdom be Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God, and Lord, continue to give us the unction to function, my God. Not just we know that we are always in your presence, oh God, but even when we are not assembled with the church, give us the unction to function in the world and to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Who do we have on the line today? Sister Titiana, are you on? Are you still on? Amen. Prophet Martha Kavanaugh.
Amen, Apostle.
Amen. Woman of God, would you please just close us out in prayer? Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate you.
Lord God, we thank you for this service, Lord God. We thank you for the word and your refreshing, Lord God. We thank you for most of all your blood that you shed. And Lord God, we thank you for your glory, Lord God, and being in your presence today. Lord God, we thank you for the woman servant, Lord God, as she has poured out today, Lord God. We ask that you will continue to replenish her, Lord God. Lord God,
yes.
We ask that you will refresh her and rejuvenate her right now, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you will continue to use her even more than you did today, Lord God, for your glory, Lord God. Bless her hands, Lord God, for
thank
your
you.
Work, Lord God. Bless her with every area of her life, Lord God. Lord God,
Lord.
Let her life, Lord God, be an example to those that are around, Lord God, even near
Amen.
And far, in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
That's
we
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for your daughter, Lord God, our apostle, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for every service that is coming up this week. Bless it right now in advance, Lord God. We give
Lord.
Your name the glory
Hallelujah,
and the honor
Jesus.
And the
Hallelujah.
Praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In
Agape
Jesus.
Love.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Agape
love, beloved.
Agape love.